Greetings on both sides. I have good news, and the good news is that we're within Shloshim Yom Kodem HaChag of Purim. So I figured just to get us into the mood, we'll learn a Purim Halacha. I'm not saying that the whole week we'll do Hilchos Purim, but at least to get us ready. So there's a Avi Farf is sponsoring Shnaps after Mincha, yeah. So there's a Halacha that makes its way into the Shulchan Aruch that says the following, that on Purim, it's mutter to do malacha, which is a chiddush, because if you look in the Megillah says that they're mesakein mishtev v'simcha v'yom tov. We know what the word yom tov means. We're familiar with the word yom tov. Yom tov means it is a malacha. So it's a chiddush that Purim is indeed not also be malacha. The reason for that is that Klal Yisrael never accepted it, even though they might have wanted to be mesakein it as a day of mishtev v'simcha v'yom tov. Only the first two stuff, the third, the din of Yom Tov, did not stick, and therefore it's permitted to do malacha, all malachas, on Purim. However, the Shulchan Aruch continues and says that if there's a location that has a minhag to not do malacha on Purim, then one should follow that minhag. Says the Ramah, talking to us Ashkenazim, that is our minhag. Our minhag is to not do malacha on Purim. The question is, what's the gedder, what are the parameters of this limitation that we do not do malacha, that our minhag is to not do malacha on Purim? Of course we drive, of course we drive responsibly, of course we turn the lights on, of course we cook our Purim. So this, what does we get, what are the parameters of this Isra malacha that we do, that we are careful with about, regarding Purim? It means it's not going to work, doesn't matter where you work, doesn't matter what you work. So the general parameters are that it's similar to the us, to the malachos that are us v'chol hamoed. Okay, is that better or worse? Let's try to understand what that is. Any malacha that is a process, it takes a while to do. Not such time that you touch a button. Right, in the olden days, when it took a long time to wash a load of laundry, so it would have been usher to do a wash on Purim. However, nowadays, that's just a matter of throwing things into a machine and pressing a button. It's going to be mutter, because it's not something that takes eon, that takes torah, that's draining, that takes the time, it's not a process. A haircut would be a good example, unless, of course, I know in yeshiva there's always the guys who grew their hair long the few weeks before, grew their beards a little bit so they could do all kinds of funny things with their hair, their beards on Purim. So that's a tzarech yontzer. If that's a tzarech Purim, that's definitely going to be okay. But if you're just stam, you know, it's a day off, I'm not going to work, it's Purim, and there's no line in the barbershop, let me chop a rind, that would indeed be a problem. If it's not the tzarech Purim per se, and it is a sign that takes time, you know, takes, I guess, for people like me, takes shorter, some of you might take a little bit longer, but you should continue to have that bracha weiter and weiter. There are a number of exceptions that come out, that it comes out a little bit funny, and that is that even though malacha is aser, pragmatia is mutter. What's this distinction? If you have a store, that's not included in our entire discussion and the isra malacha of Purim, because a store, what happens if you sell things? When you sell things, you become happy. That's exactly what Chachamim wants. They want us to be happy on Purim. They said, sell, you sell, good, sell. If you sell things, you're happy. So stores, right, I see, to somebody who has a retail, that's good, that's happy. We're happy when we sell things. If, however, you have a farm, not so many of us have farms here, but then all the farm activities and the like, other more involved activities like planting, like harvesting, and all those activities would indeed be us according to our minhag. That's one difference between Chol HaMoed and Purim, that on Chol HaMoed we're supposed to minimize with certain exceptions, but we don't do pragmatia, yet on Purim, pragmatia, because it makes you happy, is permitted. Another interesting distinction is that even though on Chol HaMoed we're not allowed to do malacha via a guy, if there's malacha that's aser, people, I get phone calls all the time, can I do my wash? But I'm not going to do it, my cleaning lady, my babysitter's going to do it. That doesn't help you on Chol HaMoed. On Purim, it does help you. On Purim, even if there is a malacha that would be not okay, that would be, according to the minhag, not okay on Purim, however, to have a goy do it, to have an akum do it, that would be okay. Because the whole point, again, when it comes to Purim, is that Chacham wanted us to be involved in the Simchas Hayom, and if I'm not doing the work, somebody else is doing it for me, so I can focus on my Simcha, my partying, and therefore, via an Akum, via a non-Jew doing the work, and I'm still involved in my Simcha, that would be okay. We should be Zelcha to always be the Simcha. Good evening. Last night we spoke about the beginnings of Purim. Specifically, are you allowed to do malacha on Purim? So we learned last night that Meikar HaDin is permitted. However, the minhag among our community, as Ramah records, Ashkenazim, is that we do not do malacha on Purim. And we pointed out that selling stuff, that's not called malacha, it's called prakmatia, business, that's okay. Because if you sell, you're happy because you made money, and we wanted to be happy on Purim, so you're allowed to sell. But doing malacha like sowing, like harvesting, like working in the field, like maybe doing a wash in the olden days when you didn't just press a button, all those things would be usher on Purim. What would be the night before? Lel Purim, Purim night. Is that also, we hold that there is an issur malacha, at least a minhag, not to do malacha. Does that only begin in the morning, or is it already in the first night of Purim? So this seems to be a machlokas. The Kibbutz says the following. He says, let's think. What's the whole point of why you're not supposed to do malacha on Purim? We say you don't want to do malacha on Purim because what does the Chachamim want? Chachamim wants us to be happy, party, simcha, mishta. Well, is there a mitzvah, simcha, and mishta on Lel Purim? You have to ask. If you ask the yeshiva boys, there definitely is. But if you ask the Kafel Litzvah, they'll tell you there's no mitzvah, simcha, on Lel Purim. Why? If you do a mishta, if you want to be yotzi your mishta, so the Purim day, you're busy with mishlach manos, and you have to drive to visit some aunt somewhere all the way out in West Jersey. So you want to have your seuda by night. Could you be yotzi your seuda by night? No, absolutely not. So if that's the case, there's no mitzvah of simcha at night, so then there's no problem doing malacha. The whole point of doing malacha is what? You can't do malacha because we don't want to take you away from the simcha, take away from the mishta. There's no mitzvah of simcha at night, because you can't even fulfill the mitzvah of mishta at night. So therefore, go ahead and do malacha. You want to do work, you want to work in the field, you want to do your taxes, if that would be considered malacha. You want to do whatever else, you want to do a wash in the olden days. Go ahead, do whatever you want. You go sewing, that's fine, because there's no mitzvah anyway. That's what the Prima Gadim says. However, the Chasam Sofer says, why are you looking at mitzvah of the simcha? Look at another area of halacha. We know that on Purim you can't have a hesped. On Purim you're not allowed to fast. Well, you know what it says right next to that in the Shulchan Aruch? You're also not supposed to do malacha. Well, do you think you're allowed to have a hesped on Lel Purim, Purim by night? Of course not. You can't have a hesped on Lel Purim because you have to Purim's a happy time. Are you allowed to have a tainus? Set established a tainus specifically for Lel Purim? Of course not. So the same way hesped is not permitted and tainus is not permitted, says the Chasam Sofer, so too malacha is not permitted according to our minhag. The Chasam Sofer said you cannot do malacha at night. But wait a second. What about the proof from Simcha? That Simcha doesn't apply at night. So how come? Why should malacha yes apply? There's a malacha yes apply at night. And here we'll finish with this. The Chasam Sofer says a brilliant idea. He says that the Simcha that you have on Purim is only by day and not by night. You know why? You know why there's no Simcha at night on Purim? Because the Simcha of Purim is patterned after the Simcha of Yamsif. And the Gemara tells us, Shachim Daf Ayin or Daf Pei, Ayin Aleph, wherever it is, Ayin Aleph from an Aleph inside, the Gemara Shachim tells us that the Mitzvah of Simcha does not apply on the first nights of Yamsif. Why not? Why does the Mitzvah of Simcha not apply on the first nights of Yamsif? Well, on a Doraita level, what was in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, what was the mitzvah of Simcha? Eat the Karbanos Shalmi Chagiga, to eat the Karbanos Shlomim. But at night, they didn't bring the Karbanos. When did they start bringing the Karbanos? The first day of Yontif. You're not going to bring the Karbanos of Simcha's Yontif on Erev Yontif, and therefore have it available to eat at night. When do you first bring those Karbanos? The next day in the morning. The first night, you never had those Karbanos available to be the Simcha on the first night of Yontif, and therefore there's no real simcha, at least in the simcha of the Karbanos, on the first night of Yontif. Says the Chasam Sofer, just like on Yontif that's so, so too, the night of Purim is patterned, the simcha of Purim is patterned after the simcha of Yontif. And if there's no simcha of Yontif on the first night, there's also no simcha of Purim on the first night. Therefore, simcha is a different animal. Simcha is a totally different. Don't compare simcha to the other halach. Simcha we don't have at night. That's why you're not yotzei the seuda. But all the other halachas of Purim should apply at night, except for simcha because of this correlation to the yontif. And therefore, just like you can't have tainus on the first night of Purim, you can't have a hesper the first night of Purim. You also can't do malacha. Oh, you'll ask me about simcha. No, simcha is different because that's similar to all the other yom tovim. But other than that, the Chasam Sofer says you're not allowed to do malacha on the first night. So what on the night of Purim? So we come out that it's a machlokas, whether you're allowed to do malacha. The Prima Gadim says it is permitted to do malacha on the night of Purim. Chasam says it's not, so how should we paskin? So it's not even a derabbanan, it's a minhag, right? So I would say if it's a suffix of a minhag, I think we could be mako to do malacha on the first night of Purim. וחנה בני קשר מהסוג הזה שבחת הכסף זה השיחה במצוות של שלנה נכנס את זה יותר גדול טוב ידיר